Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. The legal framework surrounding marriage may appear straightforward in contemporary society, traditionally defined as the union of one man and one woman. But on this day, March 6, 1950, it wasn't quite clear for Percy Gaskin, whose misinterpretation of the law landed him with a charge of bigamy. Reporting on the March sitting of the Court of Grand Sessions, the Barbados Advocate newspaper documented that Mr. Gaskin pleaded guilty to the crime. But through his attorney, King's Counsel Mr. E.K. Walcott, he contended that he had misunderstood the law by believing that a 7-year separation rendered him free to remarry. The case was presided over by Acting Chief Justice Mr. G.L. Taylor. The facts were that in 1928, Mr. Gaskin married Miriam Gaskin, but their union was short-lived. It lasted only 4 days before his wife chose to leave and return to her mother's home. 2 years later, in 1930, Miriam unsuccessfully petitioned a police magistrate for an alimony order. The ruling reinforced Percy's belief that his legal obligations to his wife had ceased. Under this assumption, the husband formed a new relationship with Arundel Ernesta Phillips, with whom he had 3 children. And convinced that time had absolved him of his first marriage, Mr. Gaskin proceeded with a formal wedding ceremony with Miss Phillips. Mr. Walker argued that his client's actions amounted to a technical breach of the law rather than a deliberate case of deceit, and noted that his actions were based on a well-known but incorrect understanding of the 7-year rule. While the attorney acknowledged that this did not provide justification for others to follow suit, he asserted that bigamy was not a commonly prosecuted offense in Barbados. He also said that cases such as these often warranted judicial leniency, particularly when the accused was clearly remorseful and had acted under mistaken beliefs rather than with malicious intent. Mr. Gaskin's sentence was postponed. Alongside the bigamy trial, the court also heard the case of McDonald Holder, who was accused of murdering Anthony George in a violent altercation. The Crown, which was represented by legal draftsman Miss M.E. Bourne, alleged that Holder struck George with a wooden implement that caused fatal head trauma. While early medical reports suggested that intoxication caused George to fall from a bed onto the cemented floor of the casualty, a post-mortem examination revealed a large hematoma, leading to the conclusion that blunt force trauma caused a cerebral hemorrhage. The prosecution asserted that this evidence was sufficient to establish a prima facie case against Holder. The 28 other cases on the court's docket included charges of manslaughter, delaying a letter, bestiality, damaging trees, robbery with violence, as well as house building and shop breaking with larceny. During a March sitting of the Court of Grand Sessions, the matter of Percy Gaskin stood out, a consequence of his misinterpretation of marriage laws, which resulted in a charge of bigamy, as reported by the Barbados Advocate on this day, March 6, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.